face. I'm halfway around the planet in a most unlikely place, following my song line past bamboo shacks and shops, behind a jitney packed like sardines with bananas piled on top.
Well, hello there, and welcome to the Expat Answer Man podcast. If you have questions about being an expat, we have answers. Have you been thinking about moving to the Philippines? If so, I have a full selection of books that give you all the material you need to know about how to move to the Philippines. Everything from the visa process to how you can make money in the Philippines. I've got it all covered. In fact, I have all of the top questions that I get asked covered with an ebook that explains in detail how you can make the move and be successful at it. I've been living here now for almost 15 years, and I've learned the ropes, and with that knowledge, I feel I can help you a great deal in your move to the Philippines. Visit my bookstore, Expat Island Bookstore. It's at expatisland.com. expatisland.com. All of our books can be downloaded immediately after payment. There's no fuss, no muss, no hassle. See you at expatisland.com.
Hi, Bob. This is Fred. I made it into the Philippines. Thanks for your help. I have a quick question. One of the requirements for the ACR is that all foreign documents must be authenticated by the Filipino Foreign Post. Can you please elaborate? Thank you so much.
Hi, Fred. Well, congratulations on your arrival in the Philippines. That's great news. Okay, since you say that you're having questions about getting things authenticated by the Philippine Foreign Post, to me that means you're probably applying for your 13 series visa here in the Philippines and that you did not apply for it when you were still back in the U.S. Okay, that's okay, but it will be more complicated, more time-consuming, and more costly to do it here in the Philippines. So for others listening, I would recommend that if you want to get a 13A or 13G visa, you should probably do that back in your home country and don't wait until you're in the Philippines. Okay, so your specific question, Fred, is that they are requiring that all foreign documents be certified by the Philippine Foreign Post. It's actually very simple. It's not a big, tough thing to do. What that means is that if, let's say, you got your documents from the United States, you will need to send those documents to a Philippine consulate or the Philippine embassy in the United States to authenticate those documents. They're just going to look at those documents and say, yes, these are legitimate documents from a United States governmental agency or whoever it comes from. Or they're going to look at it and they're going to say, hold it, you know, this doesn't look right. It looks to me like this was made in Photoshop or whatever. If it's a questionable thing like that, they'll probably contact the agency and make sure that it is truly a legitimate document, or they're going to not approve it, and then you're going to run into trouble with that. So as long as your documents are truly legitimate, since you're already here, it could, you know, be a little bit tougher to do, since you'll have to send these to a post in the United States in order to authenticate them. But what I would do is just contact the Philippine Embassy in Washington, D.C., or a Philippine consulate elsewhere in the United States, and coordinate with them to send those documents. You could use something like FedEx or UPS to send those pretty quickly, get them authenticated and sent back to you here in the Philippines. Maybe you could also send them to a family member in the United States, and that person could go and take care of the authentication for you. Whatever it is that you have to do to make it the easiest possible way, that's the way you should do it. But all they mean is that the Philippine consulate or embassy will have to authenticate those documents. Now, if you're listening in and let's say you're from Germany or Switzerland, you need to do it at the Philippine outpost in those countries where you're from. It's like if you got your police clearance in Germany, you can't get it authenticated in the United States. Or if you got it in Switzerland, you can't get that authenticated in Thailand. You have to do it in the country where the document came from. So it's that easy. It's fairly clear and straightforward, and the only delay may be in the transport of the documents and getting them back to you here in the Philippines. That's another reason why it's easier just to take care of the process before you come to the Philippines. All right, I hope that helped you out, and I hope that everybody that is listening will come back and listen again on the next episode of the Expat Answer Man. I'll see you next time.